Name of the patient is Pamela Gresham, PAMELA GRESHAM. Date of service is 2/19/2025. Date of birth is 4/8/1961. Date of accident 9/16/2024. Patient Pamela Gresham for follow-up visit today. She was last seen on January. Miss Pamela Gresham was involved in an automobile accident where she was T-boned on passenger side while she was traveling as a passenger in the front seat and was restrained. Impact caused her headaches along with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, as well as various pain syndromes, including pain in the neck and the lower back, left shoulder, and numbness and tingling of the right hand, second, third, fourth finger. However, there was no radiculopathy or radiation of pain. Patient also exhibited initially spasm of the quadratus lumborum trapezius muscles on the right side and paravertebral muscles on the right from L1 to L5, which are quite tender with trigger points. And the patient wanted to get a conservative treatment with pain medicines, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment to begin with. The MRIs have been discussed with the patient at length. He has a mild central canal stenosis at L4, L5 with compression and of the intradural membrane, nerve root of S1 and nerve root of L5-S1 are involved, plus degenerative changes are noticed. These MRIs were done at 4th Hospital, I believe. Currently, the patient continues to have issues. Pain in the neck is around 4, and lower back pain is 4, right knee pain is 4, headaches are 4. Overall, the pain is around 4, and ADLs are also affected at the tune of 4. The patient does inform 50% improvement in her symptoms. The pain in the shoulder is also, left shoulder is also 4, and she can lift up to 180 degrees of abduction, forward flexion, without any pain in the rotator cuff region. Kindly review the records for ADLs, for system review, addiction histories, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 179 over 71, pulse 65, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of January 16, 2025, dictation number 0215-023. Please mention that the spasm of the muscles in the supraspinatus, trapezius, quadratus lumborum are completely resolved. Only paravertebral muscles L1 to L5 on the right side are still in spasm with 1 plus hypertonicity. Rest of the musculature is negative, and this the spine examination is also the same as before. Thank you. In the plan of care, patient continues to have medications, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is provided 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix is provided for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day. Lyrica is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram twice a day. Peer results are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief is provided. For pain relief, patient is provided with Orfran, 50 milligram twice a day, PRN. is continuing physical therapy on the affected areas, which are neck, lower back, the right knee, and the right wrist, and the left shoulder. Two times per week with traction massage, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, and laser is also added. Physical therapy is continuing, chiropractic is continuing, as well as the disability for work, household replacement, and transportation is checked. The patient is otherwise stable and he'll be seen in 1 month's time.